Hey, long time no see. Give me a sec. I'm trying to straighten this out.
Yeah.
And we can, yesterday, so we said. Okay, so who said they were going to come? Was it Annette and Lisa?
Annette hasn't responded, so that leaves. Yeah, I mean, you could just not bother, because just bring up the.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that anybody that got the email,
that anyone that needed it needed, yeah. So.
Is this meeting? It should have been just this meeting is the diamond one.
Yeah.
And if that was what was in the email, then it went to the right people. Anyway, it screwed up. We'll just get back on track in April is all I can do.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Everybody screwed up anyway, so no different from anyone else.
We have new people, and there was just a discussion with Francis, who's very on top of it. He said, hey, what happened with this and this and that? And Kia said, whoops, I think it was my fault. I didn't say anything. I said, well, it's partially my fault because I didn't. You know, I wasn't clear. So anyway, we'll see what happens. And then I think we should just for April go back to the regular schedule that's on the calendar.
Mm.
Too much going on right now. And we had a whoops happen yesterday where there was a group of people who had not been in sweet spot before, like 2018 and before, mm-hmm. that, you know, Summer's trying to get everything cleaned up so that we don't have thousands of people in our membership site, which, you know, creates sluggishness and, you know, creates a hassle, who aren't supposed to be there. So they had the opportunity last year to renew for $97 and they can get continued access for another year or not. And they'd also get access to all the live calls, which is a deal. $97 to get access to like 3 months of live calls. It's like, who does that?
Well, it's amazing because I remember when I did it, loads of people were doing it for a second or third year and paying you. So, you know, they're happy to pay for the following years.
Yeah, exactly. But the ones that didn't, we decided that we would offer anybody that did renew last year and who did last year, that we would offer them 50% off this year. Yeah. Because price went down, 50% off. And then the other people would just get to pay for the full price. But an email went out yesterday without checking with me, and it was a little bit harshly worded, like, you're going to lose access. Like that was the first sentence. Like, and people are like, what do you mean I'm going to lose access? But the it wouldn't have been so bad if it just went to the people who hadn't renewed, but it went to some NEPT people. It went to some ERC people, and it went to some people who had renewed last year, and like Beatrice, who renews every year.
Yeah.
So it was pretty embarrassing. We had a lot of customer support, like what? So I was just on the phone with them saying, look, we're just going to offer anybody who ever did Sweet Spot before can do 50% off if they want to join us again.
Yeah.
Done. You know, and we were sending out an apology. So sorry, you know, and trying to straighten it out and get out another email to NEPT and ERC, which most people got it. It went out to a lot of people. Most people got it and did click the link to say, yeah, I want to join again. But anyway,
that's great.
We're going to get a lot of support. We're putting a lot of work into creating a handbook for the program and creating week by week and weekly calls. And it's, you know, so it's, they do need to pay. They don't, I don't think people get that when you and I offer something for free, it's not free to us.
No.
If I put on a webinar and there's 500 people on that webinar costs me a whole bloody lot of money because I have to have support team on. Right. And I have to spend the time setting it up. And I have team members that put the emails to, and, you know, it costs a lot to put on a free webinar. It really does.
It does. People really don't realize. I mean, when I did mine, I had 10 paid people on it in 2016, which is great, but I didn't pay for even the VA costs, you know?
Right. Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, we have 150, 160, whatever number of people have come in, either renewed for half price or new, mostly or new. And that seems like a lot of money. You know, it's like $48,000. But yeah, I hired a launch manager to work with this. She's getting more than half of that. You know, I have team members. I have Christina on every call. You know, I'm not at a break even. I'm maybe at a break even right now.
No.
Before I pay myself. So anyway, I'm rethinking some of that and maybe charging, having webinars that are fee-based, like $20 webinars. So I get really good people. I mean, that's what I did for that thing for ERC. I charged them to come to, I gave them a free webinar. I charged them to come to the two-day thing. And then I made an offer for a high-end program. That was so lucrative, right? And I want to really carry that.
You didn't have the tire kickers. You know, they paid. And that makes an enormous difference.
Huge difference. They've already invested.
Yes, you get fewer people on your mailing list, so you can't use that for lead generation. But those are the people that really are likely to pay.
Right. And they show up because they paid, right? Like if I do a webinar and 4,000 people sign up for my webinar, I'm lucky if 500 of them show up. Lucky.
Yeah.
Right. When I did that one, we had 600 people pay to be there. No, 450 last year paid to be there. The year before I gave away a free ticket to some Sweet Spot people. And last year I decided not to give it to this for free to the Sweet Spot people and let them pay. I only gave it to ERC free. But I basically, let me see, what was I going to say? Oh yeah. So they already paid. So 450, I think paid constantly on there was 300. That's a huge percentage. Right. And we sold the program out. So that's a model I want to do more of.
Absolutely. And that was the Body Balance program. Mm.
That was for ERC.
Yeah.
And I did that kind of thing for IRSPT. It kind of backfired a little bit because I didn't get as many people on it, but the percentage of paid was like 20% of the people on there bought the program. So the percentage of people that take action because they're committed, right?
Yeah.
So I think there's a new model here that I'm kind of going to play with and see how we can get it to work because, you know, all this free stuff and people are suspicious of all the free stuff. You know, they know, okay, what are they going to be offering me? This is a sales pitch. And they drop off when we start to make the offer. But I think there's something to be learned here. And we're going to, you know, just kind of break the code and make, it's a new way of doing things.
Yeah. There's so much pressure to go cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. And yet it doesn't make sense for me as a professional, you know?
No, it
so
doesn't.
So much pressure to do my courses for $49.
No, that's an initial lead-in.
It's difficult to work out where the balance should lie, you know?
Yeah. I have found the Facebook challenges to work really well, because here's the thing. You're creating a relationship with these people. You're not just sending them out this and sending them out a freebie and whatever and then expecting them to buy your course. You're creating a relationship with those people.
Yeah.
And I've played with it on two different price points, because people would typically say, well, you're going to do a Facebook challenge, and then after that offer them a relatively inexpensive program. And I said, I'm going to try it differently. So the first time I did it, I offered them a $1,000 program. And we had 61 people sign up for the program from there. That's $61,000 from doing a 5-day Facebook Live.
Wow.
Right? So it was really good. And I think that the reason is it creates relationship. And they don't want to lose that relationship. Mm-hmm. Right? They want to continue it. And then you bring them into another program. So I think that's, you know, I'm going to do more and more of that. And then the 1 or 2 day live, I think the 1 day for IRSPT, it wasn't enough. We're going to do something we're calling Shine Online in June.
Yeah.
And we planned this before all this quarantine crap started, but we're going to do that and kind of lay it out the way Shine is.
I want to do a 2 day or even a 1 day online thing that.
It depends on what you're going to offer from it. If you're going to offer a lower end thing, 1 day is fine. If you really want to offer that high end, like I offered, you know, people paid me $15,000 from that call last year to be in Gold Plus. I gave them $1,500 off. So they paid me $13,500. Still a lot of money, right? But they did it because we had a relationship, right? And they saw the value.
And that was Gold Plus ERC. Hi, Lisa. Glad you found the link.
Hi, Lisa.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had another call. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but the clients right now are really needing a lot of support.
No kidding.
Talking. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
No kidding. We need to be there for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were just chit-chatting about, like, the way the industry's going in terms of making offers and how to make offers and, you know, the actual cost of doing live webinars. It's not so much when you don't have a big list, but you know, for me, I do a webinar. I did 5 webinars last week, and I wasn't thinking in terms of every single one of those, I'm going to have to hire a team to be online for it. So I wanted to do it so that it was spread out across time zones and dates. And so, but I don't think I would do 5 of them again. Although the 5th one was the best, and we had the most signups after it. You know, so, but it costs every single time, and we have to think that in. And anyway, we were talking about the paid options, like this thing I'm doing Sunday. We'll see how that works. Right now, I don't want to offer anything paid because it's, you know, I want to do it this way. But I may do that in the future just to offer a program, you know, without all the hullabaloo that I've been doing now, just to say, hey, come to this amazing thing for 2 days for whatever. You know, and then
that's make what you've been doing for ERC, right? Or not?
It works beautifully for ERC.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
back to Sasevich's 2-day event model, which is ideal for deeper clients.
It's for going deeper, and it's for you know, they're willing to pay more because you make the offer after they've been intimate with you, basically, for a couple of days. And the other thing we talked about, which is, you know, less easier to do, is Facebook challenges.
Yeah.
And because they get that relationship. We had like 5,000 or 6,000 sign up for the fasting with food one and the keto challenge last year. And not all of those people, you know, stayed with it, but boy, we had a really good sign up. I experimented with offering body balance from both times. The first time I offered body balance for $9.97. And boy, that was really underpriced for what they get. And so the next time I offered it for $1,500. So we had less signups. It was a harder marketing, but it was 33%, 50% more, like $1,500 versus about. So I think the actual money we made was about the same.
How many signups do you think you made? About 40 the second time, because you had 61 the first time.
Yeah, I think the first one was 61. I think the second one we had 40. Yeah.
Yeah, about the same amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
Plus the value.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. I can't put on my video because I'm in a rural area with not very good broadband.
Okay.
And I can't, it'll kick me out of the meeting.
Oh, no. We don't want that. We want you here.
Yeah. Absolutely. But how's it going? I had a great chat with Summer.
Oh, good. Yeah, she said it was great.
Yeah,
she's really going to take, I'm pulling myself out of that orchestration. I mean, she consults with me, like, what if we did this and how long this, but she's just running with setting up that coaching, the online, I like to call it the online clinic.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and automating it, and she's got all kinds of stuff going on in the back end. So yeah, I'm glad that you're in for doing some of those strategy sessions and the different levels of the program. So
yeah,
I think once we get people trained up for that, when we include lab and lab analysis in there, people, like, that's what they jump for.
Yeah.
I kept hearing it over and over that people want me to analyze their lab. So that's when I decided to do this high-end one. Like, okay, I need money right now. What can I do that I can get a bunch of money right now? And so that's when I decided, and I wrote the very qualifying questions, very specific to have qualifying questions, because I didn't want to get on the phone with 100 people to get 10 people in my program. I wanted to get on the phone with 20 people to get 10 people in my program. And it turned out I only had to get on the phone with 8 people to get 8 people in my program. So I had 100% sign up rate for a $5,000 program, but it was because I screened them. And I had very specific questions, and half of the people, we just sent a generic email, like, here's some other stuff you can do. Like, I didn't talk to them. You're not a good candidate for this program, but here's some other stuff you could do. And it was phenomenal. But like, literally one time I got on and person said, I'm really nervous. And I said, oh, tell me more. And she said, I really want you to accept me. And I talked to her for a while. She didn't have any idea what the price was, but she was one that said, whatever it takes. Because I had these different ranges of prices. And one of the ranges, the highest ranges, included what the range of the price program would be. She clicked off whatever it takes. She got on there. I talked to her. I asked her a few questions. And I said, you know what? I'm going to be perfectly frank with you. You had me at hello. I read your thing. And I'm like, I want to work with you. And now that I'm meeting you, I want to work with you. So here's how it goes. And she just gave me her credit card number on the spot. Every single one of them except one gave me the credit card on the spot. Everyone but one was a full pay.
Wow, cool. So you're doing this, these 8 people, are they in a group or are they individually working with you?
So here's what I offered them for $5,000. They get 2 individual sessions with me to review their labs and their genetics, if they have them, if they want that. Then they have a monthly, so 4 group sessions with just the other people in that group with me, so we can continue the process. And then they get assigned a coach. So I haven't assigned out the coaches yet. I told them I wanted them to fill out their forms first so I could read what's going on in detail and I'd know who the best coach. And then the coach does basically what we've been doing, which is you don't do the initial. I do the initial. You get to read my stuff. You get 6 check-in calls with the coach.
Okay. So how long? So their program is 10 sessions? It's a program?
It goes over 4 months.
Okay.
Right. And they could, I mean, you do the coaching sessions with the coach over however much, but that's what they get. And then they get the sweet spot for free, the group coaching program.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So I've got them all in Biocanic right now. I haven't had a chance to go back in and read what stuff. I'm having them upload their labs. And then I'm going to look at their stuff. I'm going to tell them what labs, additional labs I think they may need.
Biocanic.com?
Oh, Biocanic. Yeah. And there's a coupon code. If you go there, I put it in, I have it somewhere. I don't even know, but they give you, it's $20 a month and it allows you to put all your people in and upload their labs and upload. You can create like custom supplement protocols. You can create like, hey, this is my generic, whatever protocol. And then you can pull that in and do it. You can put your own assessments in there. I'm going to do mine. And then if you sign up with my link, you'll get access to anything that I do. And I've arranged, it's usually $40 a month and it's 20. But here's the cool part. You upload a Dutch test and you upload an oat test. It puts on their dashboard the summary. It says, oh, high testosterone, XYZ, low estrogen, whatever. And it just puts a summary on the dashboard. There's some artificial intelligence built into it. And then there's a note field where you can take notes on the client. And when you take notes on the client, you can either say it's visible to the client or not. And the ones that are not, it's just like if you're taking your soap notes during a visit, right? And then the ones that are visible to the client, you can then send them a note after a thing. Hey, I uploaded whatever. I did this. I did that. Here's your report of findings. Whatever you want to do. And it's all HIPAA compliant.
I do a coach's console, but more specific. And only £20 a month rather than $197 a month. How do you spell biocanic?
B-I-O-C-A-N-I-C. Let me find you the link that is our code. I think it's like I-N-E.
I wrote down the thing. I'm going to try to look for it too.
Okay, let me see if I can find it in my email. And I'm going to try, I'm going to have him come in once my launch is over. I'm going to have him come in and he's going to do a talk for the NEPT people and see who wants to join it. He set this up. His wife works for FDN, Functional Diagnostic Nutrition. And he basically started setting this up for her to keep track of her own clients. And it just got to be so amazing. And he's just brilliant. He's just like, I'm just so thrilled with him. So he already put up one of our INE forms. And I haven't a chance to edit it or whatever. But and then I can, there's a forms generator that you can go in there and create your own forms right there. You don't have to do it in Google Doc. And it all, it just says, oh, I want to send this form to Mary. Click, done, sends it. They fill it out. When they fill it out, it comes back and says, Mary just filled out her form. And then you have to go in the back end because it's all HIPAA compliant. So it doesn't send any health information in email. They have to, you have to log in to look at their health information. Here it is, Biocanic. Let me see if I can find his coupon. It's from Jeremy. Promo code, okay. So if you go to Biocanic, INE 2020 gives you $20 off.
So it's biocanic.com.
Biocanic.com.
/INE2020.
And then, well, the promo code is when you sign up.
Oh, right.
So and you'll get a free 14 days. So if you don't like it, you don't have to use it. And then after that, they'll charge you $20 a month. So if I go into mine, and now I have, oh, a lot of people did it. Lab results. A lot of them uploaded their lab results. It's awesome. All right. And he also was really nice about, I gave him a CSV of my ERC people and he just loaded them all in. I didn't have to type them in to invite them. And then the one thing that's it's working on, he already has it working, but it's manual right now, is sharing. So if you're coaching one of my people, your account gets linked up for that person to my account. So we see all the edits that each other makes and all the notes. So it really is a nice way to keep track of things. One of my plan is to take a lot of the forms that are in the master tracker and put them in as forms here.
Yeah.
And have people just fill them out that way.
That would be better. That's good.
Would be much better. Right. And then do away.
Are you using it instead of blood chem analysis, or are you still using that?
No, blood chem analysis is different. Blood chem analysis gives us an amazing report. Mm. So this doesn't do that. Eventually he wants to. He also wants to, he was asking me a lot of questions about what I do for genetics and how he could do a summary, a genetic summary. I said, well, ideally for me, what I would like to do is to be able to log into somebody's thing and see a summary. Here's the homozygous SNPs, you know, yeah. Here they are in the categories, like where they go. And I showed him, you know, some of the reports that I use.
I think so many people have tried to replace Dick and Weatherby's and they just can't compare to it. It's just the best, really.
It is the best.
And they of course made improvements, but I mean really so many people have tried to compete with it. And it just, you know, it gives great information. And
I know. I got in, I still pay like $65 a month. I don't know, you know, how much that level costs, but I was like one of the first people that ever joined. I saw it and I'm like, okay, I'm on this. And you had a choice of like a $47 a month, which got 10 reports, or maybe I think that when I first joined, it was like you get for the 67 a month, instead of just 10 reports, you get unlimited. And I'm like, oh, this is a deal. So I think right now it's much higher, but I'm grandfathered in forever.
Yeah, that's great.
And he was so kind to allow, it's terrible that you can't do it in Europe anymore, but he was very kind to allow everybody to use our free, you know, get a free account or use my account to get free. To test it out, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brilliant.
It is. Okay. So I think, you know, at this point, what is it that I can help you with? Lisa, you weren't on yesterday and Callie was, and there's certainly more I can. We talked a lot about.
But I was completely tired because of my sore throat, and it was 12 o'clock when we finished, Lisa. So it would have been 1 a.m. when you finished.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have been on that late.
No, she would not have even gotten on.
I know you're an early riser.
Yeah, I am an early riser, and I mean, I'm not sleeping well at the moment. I'm stuck in Germany at the moment. Because you know that through my various accidents, I have horses, right? You know that. Yes. Normally, I keep my horsey life separate from my professional life. And what happened was they've closed the German border. And we had very little notice. It was Sunday, the 15th of March, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the Germans announced they're closing the border with Switzerland at 8 o'clock the next morning. So I've come up here to take care of my horses. I'm separated from my daughter. My daughter's 26 though, so she can take care of herself, but my horses cannot take care of themselves.
Right. So you left Switzerland after that was announced to come to Germany to take care of the horses.
Yeah. And
where do you stay when you're there? Do you have friends there?
Well, it's a very big facility, and they have like little holiday rooms, apartments. So I have a tiny apartment with a kitchen, and wow. And until the border opens up again, and I can go back to Switzerland, but I can't come back then to Germany. I'm stuck here. People who have German passports can come to Germany, but I don't have a German passport.
Right. How do you get in if you don't have a German passport?
We normally don't need, I mean, normally there's an open border.
Oh, it's open borders.
Yeah, but right now the border's closed.
Wow.
And that's why I came up. And then many people took their horses into Switzerland. But I decided not to do that because in case there was a complete lockdown, I'd have to stay at home and I still wouldn't get to my horses. So I thought the safest place for my horses is if I'm right on the facility, you know, with them. Yeah. And, so it's just been challenging. It's okay. I have internet. I can't turn on the video because the broadband isn't great.
I'm
very isolated, very, very, very isolated, and, get groceries delivered, twice a week, so that's okay. I don't have to deal with getting exposed to the virus to lots of people.
Right.
But
how are you feeling?
Isolated, very isolated.
Yeah.
You know, and I've gone through the emotional ups and downs. But you know, horses are best medicine for me.
Yeah.
And I've got to take care of them. And so that helps. And of course I'm working really hard and busy. And as I said, the clients are really all clients, my private clients, ERC ones, everybody, they are so needy. Yesterday I spent over an hour and a half with Debbie Nimoy on the phone, on the call. And she just, you know, she just needed it. And so just trying to do my best. And I think keeping busy mentally and physically is keeping me sane, but it's this isolation is really, really hard.
Right. Well, that's why we're doing a lot more online things. That's why I'm doing this thing on Sunday to get people together and let them have a little fun, let them learn some things.
Yeah.
More and more calls. So I'm glad we were able to do this and get on with you because you're really, it's really hard. And being out of, for you, you're on the calls with a lot of people, but you're giving. You need to be on calls where you're able to receive.
Yeah,
it's hard, you know. I mean, I never talk about my horses except for, you know, like when I had the accident. So you guys knew that my hand was bitten and I had a concussion.
Oh. Is that healed?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really, really good. It looks kind of wonky, but yeah, it's good. I can have full use and everything.
Oh, good.
And I'm very, very strict with the horse that bit me now. So even if he puts his ears back and even threatens me, then I'm very clear with him that he can't even threaten me. But because that wasn't, and now I don't need to have any accidents, right? Because I don't want to end up in a hospital.
No, you don't. Yeah, you can't.
So just keeping them moving is very important also to keep them sane. And not dangerous, you know, they're big animals. So it's just really challenging, very, very challenging. I miss my daughter.
Are they dressage or eventers?
They're dressage horses, but they're stallions, so they're very lively.
Oh my goodness. You really are high powered then, Lisa.
Yeah, they're beautiful animals, but they are very, very lively. They're very, very lively. And so I just have to keep them, you know, sane and keep them you know, get their energy channeled in the right place. But it's good because I have to be present, and I have to be present anyway, working, dealing with horses, and just can't, you know, just cannot get distracted. But yeah, the whole atmosphere of this border shutting down is awful. And long term, I think I've got it. You know, it's half the price in Germany compared to Switzerland, and it's only 30 miles away, so it's not that far away.
Oh, right.
So the commute isn't that far. But long term, I think I have to bring them back into Switzerland, because it just right now it's like wartime situation, and we're not allowed to speak about the Nazis when you're in Germany. But I tell you, this whole situation, it's like they're channeling their inner Nazis. Because of how they're policing the border and everything. And I'm thinking, what a horrible place to be. They're managing the virus situation well, but the way they're doing it, it's like you take away rights. Yeah. It's kind of freaky. And the borders between Switzerland and Germany, it's a long border, and there's a lot of green borders. They have woods and fields and stuff like that, and they have drones and helicopters policing it. I'm like, hello, what are we talking about here? These are not drugs or, you know, arms or anything like that. It's just people maybe walking across the field because they want to go visit their horse, because there's so many Swiss people who keep their horses in Germany because it's so much cheaper. Part of the reason they stopped the border traffic was because the Swiss were coming to Germany and shopping and hoarding and emptying out all the supermarkets. So that was the primary reason they stopped.
Wow.
Because
all over toilet paper.
So much higher.
Yeah, because Switzerland is so expensive, you know. And it's not far. It's half an hour from my home. So, you know, half an hour is a normal commute anywhere in the US, right? So you don't So why not travel half an hour and save, you know, a lot of money?
Right. Wow.
But anyway, so yeah.
Do you think they'll reconsider the concept of open borders and require passports in order to do that in the future?
I think everything is up for change now. It's going to be changed now. We have had open borders throughout all of Europe. And for me, when I was competing, it was really nice. My horses were in Germany because I could cross any border in Europe, and I was able to do that without any issues. But yesterday, the Swiss closed all their borders with the Schengen partners, with all the European partners. They just have closed all the borders. So I think in the future, it's all going to look a bit different in terms of freedom of movement. But of course, the virus is already here. So I don't know what the hell they're closing borders now. I mean, it's like, you know.
Well, it's increased. I mean, the less physical contact,
better.
You don't know with people. And that's why that antibody test that I shared made sense, but I don't know how you would get it over there. You can check on their site to see if they deliver.
Yeah, I'd like to know that, because they're talking about antibody testing here in order to ease the lockdown. Because how do you know when to open up, you know, let people out again? Because they thought testing, the actual testing, but also the antibody testing.
The antibody testing is helpful.
Yeah.
But they, you know, everything has false negatives and positives. Yeah. This is supposed to have like 92% or something reliability. Yeah. But the other thing is, what we don't know right now is that, I mean, we can assume it behaves like a normal virus, and that once you develop an immunity that you're protected for life. Yeah. But we don't know yet, right?
But with other coronaviruses, it doesn't confer lifetime immunity.
Oh.
And that's the whole thing. And you may be immune for a year, for a period of time.
We don't know how long. Yeah. Or maybe not. Maybe 6 weeks. Maybe not at all.
Because it suppresses
mutating.
Yeah, it's mutating, and it's suppressing the immune system. So I'm wondering about the ability to ever make a vaccine, because it suppresses the immune system. And anybody would be crazy to have a vaccine that was, you know, I think, for this. I think there must be different strains of the virus hanging around, because some people don't get very sick, and some people without underlying issues die within, you know, days. So it must be mutating, you know.
Right.
Boris Johnson has it. Alex.
Who's that?
Well, Matt Hancock.
Who is that?
Boris Johnson. Prime Minister. And Prince Charles has it.
Yep. Prince Charles, I saw that, yeah.
Oh, Prince Charles is 71. I mean, what a long time to wait for your job opportunity to open up. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
What a life.
Wow.
Yeah. But, so I think we're all going to get it at some point, or, yes. Because, I mean, we can't, are we going to stay isolated forever? I mean,
No, we can't.
We can't. All we're doing is flattening the curve so that the health services can cope with the demand.
That's the biggest concern, so, right? It'd be great if everybody got it and got over it, but. Yeah. And it's, it's more than just like everybody's saying like the flu, and more people get the flu and die from it, but the flu doesn't tax the system because it doesn't have the need for ventilators and all the, the emergency care that people, that's really what's happening here.
Yeah, and the way it gets into the cells, and I'm concerned about people taking so many supplements that upregulate their immune system. So if they do get the virus and their immune system is already upregulated, and then it kind of primes for this cytokine storm. So we've got to be really careful with supplements, especially vitamin D and vitamin A, low dose, not, mega.
Well, I've been doing low dose, but I've been telling people if you do, start to get the signs to high dose it for 3 to 5 days. But I don't know. I mean, the cytokine storm, I don't know enough about it to know what's regulated. There's a lot of talk about elderberry and be careful about elderberry.
And echinacea. The University of Arizona put out something in their integrative medicine thing. Just what things to stay away from, what things to take, and I still don't know. But I think vitamin C is always going to be good. And vitamin D and vitamin A, I think low dose are good. But zinc. But anything zinc. that upregulates the... And zinc is really good because you can even... The lozenges, it kills the virus on contact, so it helps.
I've just ordered a bunch of liquid zinc. It hasn't come yet, but I want to put it in spray bottles too.
Yeah.
So just spray it on the throat. Right.
But it's kind of scary, especially with the autoimmune or the immune compromised, people, how to help them, because they're the ones that are really, at risk.
Yeah. But the thing that nobody is talking about except for us is get people to stop eating garbage.
Yeah.
Like get them off the sugar and the hydrogenated fats and the heated processed fats that are downregulating their omega, the cycles and those things that people aren't really taking seriously.
It's bonkers that it's the pasta and rice and flour that's gone out of the shops.
That's right. And the chips and the crackers and all those things they last forever. And right.
Yeah. Yeah,
Scott just went out to the store. I haven't even talked to him since he got back, but for the first time in like a week and a half, he stocked up and we had a lot of cruciferous, which lasts a long time. And we just got down to yesterday being almost nothing left. And so he went out this morning and got some stuff. So he's there, but he was going to take all kinds of precautions. He had two N35 masks that he had gotten when he was working for the campaign, Tom Steyer campaign. Mm-hmm. And he had to paint the office. And mm-hmm. so they gave him these masks. This was before everything blew up. And so he sent them to Scott and as a birthday present, right? Here's your birthday present. Here's some masks. And Scott was like, well, who can I donate? Donate these to a hospital. And then he decided, well, I'm going to go out to the store. I'm going to just put one on. I think he might have, maybe he didn't, maybe he just did scarves and everything else. So anyway, but there are masks available, and that's what's really troublesome. And I'm trying to find this email, this post, hopefully it wasn't taken down in the Mindshare Mastermind group, about somebody who talked about how these masks are available. It's the bureaucracy that the hospitals are in this, you send me the masks, I'll send you a purchase order, and then I pay for it. And these companies that have the masks are like, no, just give me your credit card and we'll pay for it. And that's not the way it works in the US anyway. In the system, so that there are lots of masks. They do exist. And if it's, if it's a bureaucratic garbage nonsense thing that's keeping them from getting the masks, that's not okay.
But also plastic gloves. Is he wearing plastic gloves?
Before? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So before I was.
Yeah. We have stocks of those.
Oh, that's good.
I've always had those. So he's wearing the gloves for sure.
Oh, thank God. And Allison, I was glad to hear that you're doing telemedicine now, right? You're not meeting patients.
Yeah. So even in the NHS, we're only seeing the minimum, but once it blows up here, we're going to have to be managing these patients palliatively, but most of the time we're just going to have to send them Oramorph, and and even the funeral directors need gloves and masks, you know, because even the funeral directors are getting infected.
Oh God. Yeah. It's pretty grim. It's pretty, pretty grim. I mean, in Asia, they managed it really well because they have a pandemic plan in place. They had SARS. They had the bird flu, the H1N1, whatever.
We had that plan in place, too. And then stupid Trump just disbanded it when he got in office.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, he's dangerous.
He's super dangerous.
So, I mean, it's just scary. I mean, it's really scary. We got my mom lives in California. We got her to Hong Kong. So she's with my sister in Hong Kong.
Because my
mom is 80 and we were scared. What would we do? Just before California went on to sort of more or less a shelter in place situation. So
I didn't realize you had a mom that your mom was in California. I thought your whole family was in Europe.
Yeah, no, my mom lives in California and she'd loves it there, and we want her to live near one of us, but she loves it there, and but now she's in Hong Kong, and so I'm really glad that they reacted a lot sooner because they had pandemic,
right, they knew what to do. We could have done that here, but there's only 15 cases and it'll be zero in 3 days. He is so dangerous and cruel, and something bad needs to happen to that man.
He has to be voted out of office.
Well, I know, but in the meantime, he's screwing people over. He won't get to do that till November.
Yeah. I know. It's really scary. It's really, really scary.
Very scary. And then there's still people, like somebody posted a YouTube video of an interview that this guy was doing with all these at Trump rallies with these people. And it's like, it's insane that these people, that there are people like this, and they don't even realize how stupid they sound when somebody's filming them, and it's crazy. And it's scary. The fact that he may not get voted out.
Yeah. And it's not just that, it's this Fox News. It's the propaganda of Fox News and the people just listening to
that.
They
buy it and they do it. Yeah. Scott keeps saying that the two billionaire Democratic candidates need to, they're saying they're going to support, but he thinks that the way they should support is like a huge smear campaign, because that public television, so that the people who only listen to Fox actually hear some of the stuff that Fox doesn't even report, which I think is a good approach, right? To get this guy booted out. I mean, they tried by trying to get themselves in, but didn't work. They didn't have enough momentum. But I think that they could do that for sure.
I think the Bloomberg guy, he bullied Trump back pretty well during the campaign. So if he helps Biden, that would be really great, you know.
Yeah, he is going to help. He already announced that he will help Biden. I mean, it looks like Biden's going to take it, so I'm glad I don't have to vote anymore, because all the people I was going to vote for never made it to the finals. Like I voted already and I got down to, I was going to vote for Steyer, because after I got to know who he was through Eric, it's like, oh my God, this guy would be perfect. Yeah. But he dropped out. And then I said, who's left? I'm like, maybe I'll vote for Buttigieg. And then he dropped out. And I said, well, maybe I'll vote for Amy Klobuchar. And then she dropped out. Yeah. And then I got down to the day of, like, I have Biden, Bernie, or Warren. And I'm like, of the three, Warren doesn't have a chance, but she's still in the race. I'm going to vote for her, you know? And then now I'm like, one of them, I think Bernie would just really shoot off those idiot Republicans that just don't get it. I think he's like too far.
He would help Trump get reelected.
That would help. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, so the whole thing is pretty scary. And I hope, you know, Hinsa, the other company that I do nutrition freelancing for, they had a meeting with all of us, and they were concerned that their clients would cancel contracts and things during this phase. But it hasn't happened. Hasn't happened yet. Let's put it like that. It's early days. And so they're just offering a lot of free content and a lot of support for the clients, because that's a big risk, right? That people,
it is a risk, money. But you know, I think it's less likely with the high end programs that they offer, because they're looking at the people who are, you know, mostly the people that are paying those high end things are people who are, you know, they have savings that, you know, losing work for a few months is not going to impact them as much financially.
So how are you going to be addressing that for the sweet spot? I mean, how many people have signed up now already?
We have, last I looked, it was over 150.
Oh, great. Okay, great.
I know. You know, I was concerned because we dropped the price to make, because we wanted to reach more people. Mm-hmm. And then let me look to see. When I made the offer, you know, the first call was like not very many, but it just kind of built, and I'm addressing it, which is, now's your time. This is a really inexpensive way for you to be, let's see, 156 is what we have signed up so far.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
And when is your main launch? Or have you already started the main?
We've already started. I mean, we basically, we sent out I think we sent out two emails to the main list. So yeah, and then Sunday I'm going to do this festival.
I love the way you called it a festival. I think that's inspired.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Sam Horn. I don't know if you know her, but she wrote the book Pop, and she's really great with words. And she came to Mindshare in January in Hawaii, and she offered this online program, a 7-week program to help you get your messaging down. And included in that was a 90-minute session with her. And so I got on the call with her the other day, and she goes, I'm looking at this. I called it immune optimization strategies. She said, it's just kind of, she calls it infobesity. It's just kind of, are people really looking for immune optimization? What are your people? And she just asked me lots of questions. And what we come up with, they want to protect themselves and their families. And so we came up with protect your health. And then she says, I'm looking at this, and it's like, it's 5 hours long. She said, who wants to go to a 5-hour thing of you just lecturing for five? Oh, I said, it's not 5 hours of lecture. We're going to do food demos, and I have guests, and I'm going to show them how to use equipment. And, you know, I went on, she goes, oh, that sounds exciting. But a workshop, it doesn't sound exciting. So what can we call it? What are things that people go to for a full day where they have fun and it's entertaining? And we start talking, she goes, well, a county fair or Disneyland or an amusement park or a festival. A music festival. And I'm like, okay, let's call it a festival. So that's what we decided to do, a health festival.
Well, that's great.
And we're going to do some of the people on ERC last night gave me ideas. She says, you need to have balloons and you need to have, you know, fun stuff, right? So I'm going to intersperse that throughout, you know. And I debated doing it on Zoom where everybody could be on, but my Zoom account only holds 100. And I expect a lot more than that. So I'd have to go and spend a whole lot more money to do the Zoom thing. And the problem with Zoom is that I don't really get to control people's cameras and their mics. So I could be having this great conversation and suddenly somebody accidentally comes in with their mic on and they turn their mic on and we're hearing them cursing at their husband in the background or whatever. And that's happened. So I didn't want to take all those chances. So we decided to just do Webinar Jam. But I can bring people in individually as guests.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
So
it's been an intensive launch, though, really, with all the Facebook Live.
It's been an intensive launch. Yeah.
It really has, even without the coronavirus.
Even without it, it was a lot of pieces. But I felt like I wanted to, again, build a rapport and a trust. And really, a lot of those videos that were inspired by learning from Pete Vargas and Sam Horn about the power of story. And I will not start a presentation anymore unless I have a good story to start it with. I'm not going to, hey, my name is I'm going to talk about this and that. Like, who cares, right? But when I start with that scene, and she's really big on, you set the scene, you go through the dialogue, you go through the words that people are going to like see it, feel it. And they're like hanging on your words, right? And when I started the thing, like I hung up the phone. right? Scared, whatever I said, I don't even remember what I said, but I couldn't believe what I had just heard, right? And then I talked about that and I left the story hanging. Then I came back to it at the end. Yeah. That kept people on, right? And then I kind of continued that story. And then the second one was more of a funny kind of thing, but everybody that has any kind of emotional eating tendency has, I stood at the freezer door, blah, blah, blah. And my whole conflicted thing about eating the ice cream, right? And then eating the whole pint, you know, and then knowing I could go buy more and, you know, just, and then let that went into a great talk on sugar cravings and the chemistry and the endocrinology of sugar cravings. So every single one, I'm like, and that's why it took so long to do those videos, because I'm sitting there going, what's my next story? How am I going to get their attention at the beginning? So I came up with a story for each one.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And they went over well. And the last video, I started the story. I sat across the kitchen table with most common place for me to my mom to have heart-to-heart talks. And then I get into it and I actually got into the dialogue and of my mother saying, well, my doctor said I don't need vitamins as long as, you know, I should get everything I want from food. And then I, in that emphatic tone, is like, yeah, mom, if you ate real food, that would be true, but you don't, and you smoke cigarettes and you need, but you know, so I actually got into it as if I was really talking to her. And I think that's engaging. And the more we can incorporate that, the cool part about making these videos was I wanted them to be 10 minutes or so. A couple of them were 18, but the point is I like a TED talk. I actually got my message across in 18 minutes, you know? So I'm like, I can do this. That's what it was good for. Like, how do we take our message? And now I'm going to do a 5-hour talk. The webinar was 90 minutes. So you can expand and contract, but you need to get people's attention, right?
Yeah.
You could have a story about, I was about to inject the, you know, maybe describing doing the pellet thing, right? And this is what the thoughts went through my head, knowing that I was putting this into somebody and it was going to be there for 6 months. And if it was screwing up her hormones and I couldn't get it out easily, and all these thoughts went through my head. And that was when I decided that I need to look further in this. I needed to be able to provide an alternative. I just threw that out. That's probably not a true story for you, but I'm just saying, you tell the story like that. At that moment, I realized what I'd been doing for the last 18 years in the NHS was not working. I was keeping these people alive, but they weren't thriving. They weren't getting well. And there was no chance for them to get well with the tools that I had, with the 9-minute visits. I wanted to love on these people. I wanted to give them hugs. I wanted to, you know, like there's so many ways that you can jump in the middle of a story and get impact. And I think that, you know, the more I'm learning this storytelling thing, the more I think we can all do it.
I think you're really good at that. What do you do with introverts like me who are not really good at, you know?
Practice.
Yeah.
You get on Zoom and you practice it and you go, duh. You practice it again, duh. And then you keep practicing it. JJ Virgin's an introvert.
She? No way.
Bless her.
Yeah.
We're in the club.
She says, you know, if I'm on this thing all day long, I need to go back to my room and replenish because, but you learn. There's a lot of people who are introverts that we don't think of as introverts. And yeah, it's going to be tiring and you have to make sure you build in that escape, that going and hanging out with your horses or going in your room where there's no live people around. I'm an introvert extrovert. And the way you really describe who's an introvert and who's an extrovert is really not on so much how you present this way to the world, but how you recharge behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So extroverts, it's like, I want more. Okay, let's go to the fair. Let's go to this. And they just want to be around people. They just want to be out there. And that's how they recharge. Mm-hmm. Introverts recharge by being alone.
Yeah, with my horses. That's right.
With your horses, right? Yeah. No other human contact. They're not going to talk back to you. So how do you recharge? And then you have to push past it to be out there in the world. And you just do it. And people that are introverts, true introverts, you do a 3-day live event like I do, you just like collapse. You're spent, right?
Yeah.
Whereas for me, I'm an introvert extrovert. I can go either way. So I do need the recharge, but I get recharged by being around people. I get recharged by being on a call like this. I could be exhausted and come on a call and go, ah, you know, and now I'm all good, right? But then there's times it's like, don't come near me. I'm just going to my room. I'm going to sit on the couch. I'm going to do whatever. But I need that recharge so I can go either way. And when I've taken the introvert, what's that test that you get, an ENFP or INFP? I forget which one it is. It's the Myers-Briggs. It's the Myers-Briggs. And so I'm an EINFP, right? The other ones I'm real clear delineated, but I'm right on that border of E and I. And there's a lot of people like that. So yeah, you're an introvert and you learn strategy and technique to be able to be out there in the world.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you make sure you build in. Like introverts, Jesse Corin, for example, he's the you know, Charla and Jesse do Thrive. We've had Charla come in. He's an introvert. Yeah. You see him on stage, you will not think that man's an introvert.
Oh wow.
He goes back behind every break and he has a massage therapist like rubbing him down and, you know, getting him recharged. And then he goes back out and does it again. She's an extrovert.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right?
So you can do it. It's really learning the technique and it's really helped me a lot. And I'll share a lot of that. That's what I want to do a lot of at the retreat, whether we do it, we'll probably end up doing it virtual. It'll probably be in my living room and we'll do it the way we've been doing it. Everybody will be on Zoom. We did a partial virtual, so we played with it last year, but we have the strategy down for doing it. And we'll just do it virtual. And I want to get people on and doing it. I took Lynn. Lynn's kind of an introvert.
Yeah.
Amazing. We, at the last retreat, we were hanging out. We're talking about this and we're like giving them strategies about story. And I put them on the spot. I said, no, you're not going to write this down. Just get up there. And I want you just start telling a story. Right? Just started off your presentation. We all just like our jaws dropped with how good she was. You know, everybody else like, you know, it's the fumble, it's the this, it's the that. She was amazing. She just went through it. So it's practice. And she actually got to practice earlier because when we did it during, on the set, the day before, she was at the practice accelerator day. And I did give everybody a chance to write. And then we stood everybody up in front of the screen, that screen, which I had with me. And we stood everybody up in front of the screen and then had an assignment to just tell a story. And she had gotten practice with that. But when she did the spontaneous one, because you're going to have to speak to people. Like, I'm good at spontaneous. Yesterday, I gave Mahala her whole video, right? Hopefully she plays that back because I thought it came out good and I have no idea what I said. I just said it. It comes through me sometimes. But I can do that on the fly.
Yeah.
Not everybody can do it on the fly.
No.
And that's for scripts.
I remember at Shine where last year, you know, you gave me my talk that evening.
Oh, yes. Yes. And you went and did it.
And I did, even though I hadn't recorded it. So.
That's right. Because I gave Allie a hard time. I'm like, no, do it this way. Do it this. Da, 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 da. And the next day when she did it, because I didn't have time to review it with her the next day, she just went up there and I thought you were amazing. Mm-hmm. Right? So you have that ability. We just, I don't know where it came from. Where probably when we were 3 years old and we were knocked down for doing something stupid. And, you know, we have this fear of really being who we are in front of other people.
Yeah.
And I do too. And I have to keep going through it. Right now I'm on a roll, but there are times like if I'm in a room with a whole bunch of other health professionals and I think they're all smarter than me, I don't know much, I don't know enough, then it's really hard for me to really, you know, present myself. But when I do, it comes out. And I've had people say, you're the best kept secret in this. Why? That person over there is bragging about herself all the time. Why? I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you did that. I'm like, well, you know, it's just, right? Whatever. But I think we just need to know when to be out there. And for me, it's like the reward and the joy of helping someone surpasses the discomfort of being afraid they don't think I'm, you know, they won't like what I'm saying. And I think we just have to get to that point. It's easy with the horses, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Unless
they're not judging you.
Yeah. 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 And I'm very happy in the background. That's the whole thing. You know, I'm very happy working with people one-on-one or even small group situation. I'm very happy to be in the background. I don't have to be the center of attention. And that's the
and that's good because we need both in the world.
Yeah.
We need the support people who are there for the background, and we need people who want to be in the foreground. And my mother used to call me Sarah Heartburn. Sarah Bernhardt, she's an actress. Yeah. She goes, "You're just such a Sarah Heartburn," because I was like aggravating her, irritating her, because I was, you know.
Yeah. No, you do really well on stage and out in front. That's really, it's really good, I think.
Yeah, I'm very grateful that I have that skill, because I do recognize that I do have that skill. Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, I'm like, I don't have that skill. I don't have that skill. But when I watch myself back or hear myself, I go, oh, that was really good, you know?
Yeah.
Because, but what happens on stage is I'm out of me and into them. And I'm looking and I'm feeling the energy and I'm looking at what do I do right now to serve these people? These people need something that I have. How do I give it to them? Versus, I'm afraid I'm going to sound stupid and they're not going to like me and all that, which plays. It always, I mean, it's still there. It's still there.
Yeah.
But it's getting past that. And if you're not this getting on stage type of person, that's great. You stick to small groups.
Yeah.
We just stick to small groups.
Well, you know, nerd. I love
you. You're a nerd, but I'm a nerd too. Yeah. You know, but
I'm happy to stay with the lab results.
They don't talk back.
Yeah. There's so much more recognition now of the importance of nerds now.
Oh yeah.
You know, with the films of mine's gone blank, but the Fields of the Chapel of the Enigma Machine and Stephen Hawking and people, you know.
Yeah, no, it is important. It is very important because too many people out there are doing programs that are too superficial and people are just told do this, do that. And then they can feel like, but this doctor over here said I should do this. And who's right? I'm like, I said that yesterday on the ERC call. I said, well, it depends, right? So somebody's asking about saunas. You know, some people are saying the saunas that are only up to here, that they're lower heat, they're not as effective because of this. The other people are saying that. And I'm like, it depends, right? If you're a heat person in Chinese medicine, there's a lot of heat in you. You're going to get into a sauna and close yourself in for 20 minutes at 140, 160 degrees. That's not good for your constitution, right? But maybe there's a combination. Like for me, I do have the sauna that comes up to here. I can't go into one of those closed saunas for very long. Part of it is boredom. You know, you're not going to bring your electronics in there and work on a laptop in there. It's like, okay. But I get very sweaty. Whereas mine, I sit in there for hours and I just keep it at 120, which is supposed to put you into parasympathetic. So there's no right or wrong. It's just, what is it and how do we adapt it to each person? And that's what I tried to tell people when they ask.
Yeah. People are so often looking for something rigid, looking for guidelines.
And we're not going to give it that. We're not going to give it that. So for Sweet Spot, we're making it very step by step, but we're keeping in the stuff that's for the nerds, right? And calling them, you know, deep dive. But I was talking to Summer and she's helping me put this whole thing together. And I said, but you know, this video, I really feel like it should be here. Let's just call it advanced, you know, whatever. And she goes, oh yeah, I'm the nerd that wants to watch it, right? And I said, a lot of my people are like that. Like last night, you know, we had like four people on, like, yeah, I want to know, how does that work, right? They wanted to know why I was saying stuff based on the Dutch test, not like what they should do. They wanted to know why. They want to understand why. And that's the people I like to attract. But I fully recognize that the way Sweet Spot was organized was more geared towards those people versus the average brain fog exhausted person with muffin top.
Yeah.
Right. And so now we're making it. And we have people already in saying, when's my next module coming out? Like, can you release it early? No, because it's not done yet.
Already asking for that. Wow.
I mean, all the content is there. We're just, it's the act of rearranging things and linking them up is tedious. So it's 10 modules. If you haven't already clicked your link and gotten in the back end, just do it. You got an email. You don't even have to do that. I think if you just log in, to the site. You'll see it there if you don't want to get the emails and join the calls.
I clicked the link and I thought that your graphics are beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's amazing. Every year you improve or you redo everything that you offer every year.
Not everything, and no, it's not every year. No. Sweet Spot hasn't been updated in a couple of years. And when it was updated, it was when Stacy was still on my team. And bless Stacy, she's done some amazing things, and her OCD really has paid off in a lot of ways. But it was an ordeal, and she would always make sure that every possible permutation of what somebody was thinking was accounted for on the page, which made it really confusing, even for me, right? I didn't know where to find stuff. I don't know, there's this module and then there's a sub-module. And so we're really simplifying it, really simplifying it. I mean, the content will be there, and all the deep dive stuff we're going to offer as a second continuation. They redo their assessments. So you need to continue. Then we can go into, maybe we need to fine tune your supplements. Maybe you need some of these more advanced supplements. But the problem was all that stuff is there. And even the nerdy people watching all of it, and they're going, do I need lipoic acid? You didn't talk about, you didn't, you know, I'm like, let's just do the basics first. And then if you need more help after the metabolic reset, then we'll go into the more in-depth stuff, right? And so I think the problem was all of it was there. So people who weren't there, like people who were like, oh, I'm missing something. Oh my God, am I doing it wrong? They would drop out. So we're going to try to keep them engaged step by step by step. And it would be good if you guys go through it, because that way, if you are going to end up coaching some of those people, you know.
Yeah, I will go through it, because I need to see the program and so that I know what they're talking about. Yeah.
But it's very step by step. So there's no new content.
Yeah.
There's just repurposed and rearranged content. And we're creating, instead of a separate menu planner and recipe guide, I've been wanting to change that menu planner forever. It's the menu planner is too crazy. It's like, well, you can have this, or you can have this, or you can have this, and then you can add this. And people are like, what am I supposed to eat? Just tell me what to eat. So if you want a 30-day menu planner, here's breakfast, here's lunch, here's dinner. If you don't want to do it that way, here's your how to construct your day, and here's your recipe guide. And we're all going to have all that in one thing. Because it was that was Stacy, right? You have to, well, they could do this, but some people are going to want to do this. And some people may not want to do that. They may not want to do a smoothie. So anyway, but I think, you know, the message here, and going back to why we're here and all, is keep your stuff simplified. Yeah. Keep it step by step, but have the ability for people to go deeper. Like, you present the beginning, and then you have the ability for them to go deeper. So there's one on the testing page, the glucose page, that's it's a deep dive, and it's showing you all the different things, and it's really in depth. And most people don't need to watch it, but a lot of people will want to. So it's like advanced, old star training, whatever.
What's going to be affected is the ability of people to get blood tests.
That's why I told them you don't need it. And I'm addressing that on their webinars. That was the good thing about doing 5 webinars, because you could hear the questions and concerns. I'm like, guys, you don't need it. Just follow this step by step. It would be nice to have it so we know the before and after, but you're just going to follow this process. You're going to customize it to you. And then when you can, Alan Hopkins told me that the Quest is still doing it, but are people going to want to go to the Quest lab to get it?
My lab, I've got a thing that we can do blood spot for PSA and things, because I was doing a consultation with a guy yesterday. So there's lots of things we can do with blood spot. Obviously, we can't do things like homocysteine that way, or fasting.
Right. You can do, you can't do, well, there used to be a blood, I actually have a kit, but they don't make it anymore. There was a blood spot for insulin. There's, and then there's, you can go to the pharmacy and get an A1C and do that. Yeah. So if I can figure out, I'm going to go searching for it, because if I can figure out how to get people access to doing an insulin, and they want to do their insulin, then that would be great, because they could do insulin A1C and glucose, and they don't need the rest of it.
No, those are the most important ones.
Yeah. But even so,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
It's nice to have their lipid profile though.
Yeah.
It's all nice, but reality is postprandial glucose.
Yeah.
Mapping it out, making the changes, people see dramatic results without getting the lab test done.
Are you finding more people are using the Freestyle Lib now in your country because of not poking themselves?
Well, they can't use it easily because it's prescription only. And it's super expensive.
Yeah, it is.
And I was really pissed off when it went from 10-day to 14-day. Because first of all, the accuracy went down. But also, I expected then that would affect the price. Like, how much does it cost to make this thing? It's the same whether it goes for 14 days or 10, guys. It costs the same. Why is it that it's more than, it's almost double to do it, and it's not double? So the price per day goes up when you went to the 14-day. It's like $69 to get the 14-day thing. It used to be 37, so 37 yeah. times 3 is what, 90, $101. Yeah. And now it's two 14s at 67, which is $128. So it's more expensive to do it that way. And they don't make the 10-day anymore.
It's crazy. There's some new machines that are out now. Maybe they're less expensive. I have to look at the prices.
Oh, please let me know, because I've been waiting on that. They keep talking about a tear one and a saliva one, and nobody's been able to perfect them.
No, but yeah, I'll send you I have to look at the prices, but there's one that one of my clients in Hong Kong was using, not the Freestyle Libre, but it works similarly.
Yeah, please, because I love that thing. It's so easy to get numbers, and it keeps people on track because they go, oops, guess I'm not going to eat that anymore. Okay. Yeah. And you just hold your phone up, right?
Yeah.
But it's the same company that makes them makes drugs. And so what happens if people get control and do it with diet? Less drugs, right?
Yeah.
So it's a scam. Because really, how much could it cost to make that little thing? It's, of course, you're paying for their research, but what research? I mean, to go from 10-day to 14-day and make it more expensive. Sad. Anyway, is there anything else that we can talk about that I can support you with?
Can I just ask? Sorry.
No, I'm just happy to see you both and to speak in a more sort of intimate way that we could speak. I could talk about myself, which I don't like to do. So thank you very much for giving me the chance to do that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you could and feel comfortable and, to do that. Yeah.
When all this is over, I'd love to come over to Switzerland and meet your horses.
Yeah. Well, they're in Germany, but yes, of course.
They're in Germany now, but...
Yeah. You're welcome. Anytime. You're welcome anytime. And 20 minutes from Zurich Airport, so not far.
Oh, nice.
So a friend of mine sent me a thing that said, it was talking about hydroxy gas machines for COVID. Now, the trouble is there's lots of scammy things going around.
There are.
But what she's bought into this thing where she's trying to get the NHS to buy these things. They cost £5,000 or something, but it says, Osmio water. I've been working to inform the medical authorities and government about a medical gas which we feel is needed and is being used right now in clinical trials in China, plus ramping up production capacity during difficult times for everyone.
And what does it do? It's putting a gas into the water?
No. So it says it's a portable first responder type of treatment, mass produced. They want to make it mass produced because it could help alleviate the symptoms at home at a time before people get too critical. Expert Dr. Zhong Nanshan from China, who was the first to discover the SARS virus, reports that in Wuhan, administering a mixture of oxygen and hydrogen gas has now become a frontline treatment with positive responses from the latest trials that now involve over 1,000 COVID-19 patients. Hydrogen is not a cure for COVID-19, but is well known for reducing the chronic lung inflammation that, along with viscous secretions, is causing the high death rate, as reduced inflammation gives the oxygen a chance of reaching the lungs, but, and it's a big but, this gas mix cannot be delivered outside of the controlled conditions of a hospital when it's from medical cylinders and our hospitals are becoming overloaded. Portable hydroxy machines, however, can supply exactly the same gases for safe and simple home use or administration by nursing staff at medical centres, where patients are in distress but not quite hospital critical. If used early enough, they have the possibility of preventing many from going critical in the first place and thus potentially help out our overloaded NHS facilities. We need to somehow get this through to the decision makers. Well, I, even as a GP, I can't get it to the decision makers, and I, would be pilloried for trying. But
you couldn't even recommend probiotics to people, let alone.
Exactly. But I just wondered if you'd heard anything, you two, because Lisa seems to know quite a lot about COVID.
I haven't heard about the gases or, you know, that I haven't.
Okay, I will continue my skepticism, because I've had to use my skepticism a couple of times in things that were going around.
Because there's a lot of people that are preying on the vulnerability.
Yeah. And the fear, exactly.
Right.
It would be interesting to know what they did in China, except for the IV vitamin C.
All hospitals. Why isn't that a standard in every hospital? Post-surgery, wound healing. It's just been shown over and over again. Infectious disease. When I tried to get my brother-in-law's doctor to give him IV vitamin C when he was in, he had developed a serious lung infection after his cancer removal surgery. And I had a picture of his x-ray, and my sister showed me, and I went and I found this guy with the same kind of x-ray. And after 72 hours of being on this IV, it was clear. And then they took him off. The doctor said, okay, it's enough. And it started coming back. They put him back on it and it went away again. But the third time they took him off of it, they didn't put him back on and he died.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, it's clear, but they were afraid he'd get a kidney stone. Now he's dead. So no fear of kidney stones anymore.
Yeah. Kidney stones are oxalates, right? I mean, they're
I mean, there's a lot of rumors about calcium and if somebody has an oxalate problem and they develop high oxalates, but would you rather be alive with a kidney stone or dead?
Yeah, exactly.
Like some people maybe past kidney stones might say dead. At the time we wished dead, but you know, I think that it's insanity. It's total insanity. Anyway, what else, Allison? Was there something else you wanted help
no,
with?
No, that's all.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go because I got a million things to do and
Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you and good luck on the festival.
The festival, yay!
Yay.
So maybe maracas, and I'll get my son to come and play some rock music.
That's great, and thanks, Allison, for organizing this today, because I thought it had been rescheduled. So
I'm so glad.
It was crazy because the email didn't get. There's a miscommunication on our end. There was no reminder for yesterday's, but there was a reminder for today's, and we'd already rescheduled this for. So we're gonna go back to the normal schedule for April, whatever that was.
And we've got a virtual retreat in April as well on the 11th. So that's cool.
Oh, do we? Okay, I've got to look at that.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're gonna practice impromptu and non-impromptu storytelling.
Okay. And I look forward to having a lot more private coaching clients. That would be great.
Yeah, I think once we get this going, I think it's going to be, because the back end will be handled and they're setting it all up and I don't have to do it. Like every time you say to me whatever and I'll end up, I have to make a order form and I don't want to do that stuff anymore. I just don't want to. So it's nice to have them handling it.
That's great. All right, everybody, stay well.
Thank you. Okay. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.